Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you as we head into the weekend, into championship weekend. With a champion on board, are all your fears allayed now? Okay, about your Houston Astros.
Yes.
Are you now no longer?
Oh my God! To hear Dana Brown and not like, you know, not Brad Ausmus and Adam Everett.
Adam Everett was never part of the
and
picture.
Chris Burke.
No, Chris Burke is doing an announcing.
Yeah.
He wasn't part of it.
None of those. The 2005 Astros weren't coming to run the team.
Yeah. No. It's Dana Brown. How about here's
Dana Brown as a GM. I went, this is what I did. As soon as I saw because the email came out from the Astros, I said, yes, yes, yes. I felt like we dodged a huge bullet as a city.
Here's the headline yesterday morning in the Houston Chronicle. Crane: no timeline on GM. That was yesterday morning.
I know.
That was the headline on the sports page. Headline: Crane, no timeline on GM. And then at 1 o'clock, it's announced.
You think it was the pressure I put on him yesterday morning?
You did. I think it might have worked. At 1 o'clock, Berman says, "Yep, Duke new GM Dana Brown press conferences at 2:30." What?
That's the timeline.
Holy
crap. No timeline was on, including no timeline means could be today. We don't have a timeline.
Yeah, we don't have a timeline.
That's what that meant.
Actually,
you just read it wrong.
Actually, you know, he said his quote yesterday was, or at the sports awards on the red carpet, his quote was, "We're going to take our time and do our due diligence. We want to get it right this time."
Yeah.
"We're going to take our time." Meep. Okay, next day, bing, he's hired. Well, he had to know on Wednesday night that he was hiring Dana Brown. He had to know that.
Yeah.
If he hired him, if he has a press conference at 2:30 the next
day. No, you knew.
He knew. Why do they lie to us all the time?
I don't know.
It hurts my feelings.
Why do people lie to us all the time? But, I feel like they're lying directly to us.
To you, and he got you all worked up yesterday.
Do you think this is a prank? Do you think the Ausmus thing, because it sounds like a prank. Like, think about this. Jeff Bagwell's going to come run the team. He's going to be the mouthpiece of the team out of nowhere. And then we're going to say, all right, and then listen, this is part of the prank. We're going to say Brad Ausmus is going to be a GM. No one's going to buy that. Yes. No, he's my best friend. So I'm going to say, and the finalists are Dana Brown, and I'm going to say Brad Ausmus. And watch what happens. This is going to be hilarious.
Watch Lance lose his mind.
Is this Impractical Jokers? Was somebody telling him that he had to say Brad Ausmus?
Jim Crane's like, I don't even know what you do. Remember, he's going to pull a Bill O'Brien on you. He doesn't even know what you. I don't even know what you do, Lance.
I don't even know what Jeff Bagwell does.
Jeff Bagwell is an advisor. He's an advisor to the king.
I'm telling you. Hopefully, that was part of an elaborate prank.
It was not.
If it is, I would have respect for it. Like, let's pretend like Brad Ausmus is going to be GM because it didn't make any sense. But the other prank about Montero's contract.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. He'd never been in that position with a winning organization. Dana Brown was way more qualified. Number one, and that's why he is the general manager. Number two. Do you think the Montero contract was a prank that actually got signed?
No, it's a real I don't think he's pranking us. Yeah, Jim Crane ain't about pranking you, okay?
But the 3-year contract wasn't a prank? Like, that he accidentally signed and it became binding?
No, I think maybe something happened where they, I think the number was upside down. It should have been 20 million instead of 58 million or something. I don't know. I still don't get that contract. But you know what? So you are at least.
Oh, I was happy yesterday.
You are not.
I wasn't happy. I was relieved.
Yeah.
I was relieved that feels like some common sense is returning a little bit, and it's not just like we're going to do whatever whatever Drayton's Astros did.
And he's going to actually.
Drayton's Astros were a bad time in my life. For all the wins, I got to where I realized Drayton is a terrible owner. This is terrible. Once I realized, and I started to realize it in 2000, actually, when I heard stories from people who were dealing with him.
That's my guy. He was a car salesman. There's no question about that. But Dana Brown had a few quotes. Here is, he's glad after 33 years in Major League Baseball, dude has finally become a general manager, and he's got a chance, and he can't be happier than to be here in the city of Houston.
Yeah, I'm excited about, joining the Houston Astros. It's, we played you guys in the World Series in 21. I know that there's some special things going on here right now. I want to be a part of that and add to what I can add to. A big part of what I really want to do is to sustain the long-term success and what we're doing here. And I think it's got a chance to be pretty special. I'm excited about it.
Why are you pocket watching Montero? Okay. 713-780-3776. If you've got any thoughts on,
has nothing to do with Montero's money. It has to do with how you start handling the roster and the salaries. Because we already know guys don't get signed once they get to a certain point. So Montero it's less about how much, I don't care how much money he's making. That's not an Astros move.
Yeah.
That wasn't an Astros.
No, it wasn't.
That's how simple that is.
Yeah, but you're pocket watching. JG scared me when he said someone who should know texted it was going to be Ausmus. Ausmus was the big favorite, he said. Ausmus was the big favorite.
You're a fearmonger.
Like Seattle?
I did a Seattle radio show yesterday, and when I told Brock Huard that he's like NFL draft analyst, and the voice of the Mariners was also doing a show with them. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm a radio host for 25 years in Houston radio host. And then, and I said, and Brock goes, okay, all cards on the table then. There is not an organization that I hate more in any sport than the Houston Astros. I said, Brock, that's great. We like being the evil empire.
Yeah.
I said, trust me. I said, it feels good to be that team, to be Golden State or to be the Patriots or whatever. I said, it feels good for people to hate us. I've never been that. I never cheered for a team that was the really good team.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really happy. I said, so we're going to have a little. I said, I think the Mariners and the Astros are going to have a little thing going here for the next few years. He goes, well, hopefully, and hopefully it goes poorly for you. I said, the odds are not great that it goes poorly for me, Brock.
Brock.
Odds are not great.
Yeah, Brock Huard. If that is your real name. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There is some trouble brewing, brother. There is some trouble brewing with this Frank Reich hiring in Carolina. Frank Reich was hired in Carolina. Steve Wilks is part of the Brian Flores lawsuit already, and his lawyer said, you can guarantee now that Carolina is going to be named in this lawsuit.
For what reason?
Because they didn't hire a black head coach. So,
but that's not that. And see, that's the thing is, that's the threat. But that's not illegal for you to hire the person that you believe is going to be best for the job.
I
get it. I get everything.
Yeah,
I get everything.
Their smoking gun is that they hired Frank Reich's daughter months ago.
Oh,
months ago.
Okay.
And
I don't know what Frank Reich's daughter does.
She is in the social media department of the team.
Well, now we're just saying that she's not competent.
Yeah. Well, no. They knew. They're saying they knew all along it was going to be Frank Reich. This is a nepotism deal. They knew they were going to hire Frank Reich.
I mean, might have been.
It might have been.
It might have been.
It'll
be interesting. I didn't know about the Frank Reich daughter one.
Yes. So
I knew there would be big beef if Steve Wilkes wasn't hired. You know, that was kind of a lock that would happen. But
yeah, I mean, and as well as he had done,
fine, I guess. I mean, you know, interim, he did fine for Matt Rhule. He did fine. I thought he did a nice job.
She works for them on Twitter. She works with Carolina on Twitter. So I don't know, but it certainly does. It does stink. She was hired on January 8th, she was hired nearly 3 weeks ago, and a mere 2 hours after the Panthers' regular season came to an end, she was hired right afterwards.
Yeah, that looks
bad.
That looks like it looks like they had already decided on Frank Reich.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They may have already decided. Now they hadn't interviewed Frank Reich.
Well, and here's the deal for the Houston Texans, and why I say that. Listen, you just hired and fired David Culley. You just hired and fired Lovie Smith. Can you now go and hire Jonathan Gannon and say, you know, and don't forget the Texans are in the middle of this lawsuit as well. They've been named in it. Can you go and hire?
Look, you got to hire who you think the best candidate is, or you end up with a Lovie Smith thing again,
or you end up with D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, or unless D'Amico don't want to come.
Right.
I mean, I don't. D'Amico still has interviews he's going to do. They're eliminated.
Well, he can only interview a second time with Denver because he interviewed with them first. Otherwise, everybody has to wait until he's done.
Well, that's what I mean.
Which may be on Monday.
But after he's done, and if they're done Monday, he's going to go on other interviews.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not like there's a ton of jobs open, but.
Absolutely.
But I think he'll hit every one of them.
Yeah, there's only four open now. Yeah. There's only four jobs open now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't. And the Colts have done their due diligence on, and they absolutely, I would imagine, want to interview D'Amico Ryans as well. But it just will not have that appearance of, it won't look all that good when they just fired two one-and-done black head coaches and then hire a white guy to another long-term deal.
Then I guess you got to hire a black coach if you don't want it to look
bad. Well, that's why. Talking plain here. That's one of the big reasons Lovie Smith got that job. They couldn't hire Josh McCown.
Then you couldn't hire.
At the time when Brian Flores was suing
them. Then this is what you should have thought of. We can't hire Lovie because we don't really, this is not our guy, and it's going to look bad if we go, you know, and get rid of him too quickly. It'll be two black head coaches. We'd rather, let's take the heat on a white coach, and then let's just have a placeholder that we don't want, and then we'll wait and fire. Like, you see, the mindset of, well, we can't, this is going to look, because so let's not have two one-and-done black head coaches. Let's make one of them white so that we can hire who we want. I mean, I personally hope it's D'Amico Ryans. But if it's, and I think, my guess is Cal McNair wants D'Amico Ryans. I would guess Cal and Hannah understand, because clearly there's a much greater understanding about they are not in a bubble anymore.
No.
This organization was in an absolute bubble for years. You've talked to people involved with the organization. I've talked to people who know people very closely, and very important people in that organization. They know what people are saying. They know they have made changes that clearly indicate we're hearing you, which is great. I think that's great. I mean, you know, you got to win. But I think the one guy that would excite the fan base more than anybody across the board, whether for some people it's a racial component or it's just a former Texans component, or he's just, you know, a really good defense coordinator for a really good team. I think all of those things, you know, are in play. But for me, D'Amico's an exciting candidate.
It could all be true at the same time.
It could all be true at the same time. He's an exciting candidate. Right. But Gannon is also a really talented candidate, too.
Here's the deal, though, and I've said this multiple times. This is the first time they've ever had to sell tickets. This is the first time they've ever struggled to sell tickets. That is the first time that they actually have to listen to the fan base and say, you know what, we hear you and we want to do what you want
us to do. But that lasts only a certain amount of time if you don't win. The Clyde Drexler hire lasts only so long if you don't win.
We've been doing this no-winning thing for a while now. D'Amico Ryans might be the right answer. D'Amico Ryans, and now if D'Amico Ryans continues to lose, then it was like, okay, well, we listened to you guys and look what happened. We still suck. Okay, we got to get the right guy here now. But I could certainly see that if it's equal between Gannon and D'Amico, I could see him going D'Amico's way because we got to appease this fan base finally. We We have to do something to bring people back to us.
I never think that's the answer because the fans will not come back.
I didn't say it was the right answer. I said that's very possible.
But that's a fallacy in thought because people check out when you lose. They check back out. And if you don't, and if it looks like the same old thing, they'll be done inside of 1 year.
There's nothing that says that DeMeco is the wrong hire and they're going to lose because of it.
No, I want DeMeco Ryans. What I'm telling you is, just because you hired DeMeco doesn't mean everything's fine and the honeymoon begins again. You'll get a year. And then if you keep losing, it's like same old Texans.
But here, if they hire DeMeco Ryans and they hire Bryce and they draft Bryce Young, there is going to be a lot of season tickets sold. I'm starting to think it's going to be.
I felt this way before. It's why I didn't freak out about the Jacksonville thing. I really do think Bryce Young's going to be available.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm starting to feel like it's going to be. And then it may be a choice between Bryce Young and maybe C.J. Stroud, but there is a chance somebody could come up and get C.J. Stroud. But I'm telling you, I don't know that anyone's going to look at these two quarterbacks and say, we must move up. If they move up, it might be to flip-flop, you know, at three.
Ain't nobody moving up for it a 5'10", 185-pound quarterback.
If anyone moves up, they're going to move up ahead of the Colts to three, potentially, and take whatever quarterback is there. But I'm not sure that the Texans are not. So I talked to a team yesterday that also has Jalen Carter number one, but they're not going to, but they are red flagging him, for character and they're red flagging him. He's number one on their board, but if he gets to them, they're going to red flag him for character and maturity issues. And so I was digging around on him and there's a team that says, yes, major issue. And I talked to another team, but they also said not a criminal. There's another team I talked to who said, nah, not as, you know, he's got some edge to him, but. And not anything that would bother us too much. We think we can handle it. Okay. But I can tell you this. Me and Daniel Jeremiah have the exact same top four players. And I'll say it on the other side because one of them is going to be a surprise to you. Our top four players in this draft, we were talking yesterday, one of them is going to be a guy you recognize.
Okay. When we come back. But first, let's talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios makes – what they do is they turn your dreams. You ever been driving around and – I remember my dad used to drive when we were kids. He'd drive us and we'd go look at houses, nice houses. And they were, you know, we lived in a small little house in Rosenberg and he wanted to go see houses. They were young parents, him and my mom, and they wanted to go see houses that they aspired, you know, to have one day. They wanted to go look at that. And I did that, you know, with outdoor living spaces with patios. And I have a pretty basic home. But I knew I had a space that I thought could be a pretty cool patio. And once I got the NFL job, you know, I really saved up my money for the entire first year, and I said, I want to get an outdoor patio. I've always wanted to get one of these, and I searched around, and I found Texas Custom Patios. And, you know, the difference it's made on the way that my house looks on the exterior, in the backyard, and the ability to go out there, watch games, just have fun, have friends over, it's such a game changer, and it's something that can really change your quality of life. Make sure that you check out TexasCustomPatios.com and see for yourself how it can be a huge game changer for your quality of life. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Make the call, Morley Law. My favorite slogan here on the air. Make the call, Morley Law. Whatever it is, the issue that you had. I made a call to Morley Law. We had to get something straightened out here with our family, and the Morley Law firm was here for us, and they did an unbelievable job. It doesn't matter what your issue is. You have something that you have to, hopefully not litigate, but whatever. You need representation, you're being investigated by the police. You have to go down to the police station to talk to the police. Even if they're investigating you and you need representation. Do not talk to the police. Let the lawyer always have a mouthpiece there with you. And that mouthpiece has seen so much, done so much. And when you go to the website, you're going to see all the things that they do and what they've done and their experience and their expertise. It's unbelievable. So it doesn't matter what the issue is. When you need representation, be it something as simple as a will to as difficult as representing you for a murder trial, it can be that complex. And if it is, then you need representation. Guilty or innocent, whether or not you are being sued or need to sue someone civilly, is the Morley Law Firm here for you. They handle it all. And se habla español. 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y law.com.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Coming up next segment, we're going to give away Pantera tickets. Are you going to this Pantera concert? Aren't you?
As much as I like Pantera, honestly, I wouldn't go to a concert, though. It's just too loud.
Concerts are too loud. That's why you're not going.
Oh, well, a rock concert.
Are you going to Pantera, Lance? Are you going to go to see Pantera?
No, I have tinnitus.
You do have tinnitus. It's too loud for Lance, too. He does have tinnitus. I have tinnitus, too. But that's because of all the concerts I've gone to. If it was the old 97s, you'd go.
I'd have to keep an eye on things.
Oh, Madi ain't. Just send Madi with her.
I know.
Madi will take care of that.
She calls Rhett Miller Rat Miller.
Yeah, because he's a rat. So you don't have to worry if you just send Madi. That's all. Jameson wants to get in here and talk about your Houston Texans. What do you say, Jameson?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, how are you, man?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I also think concerts are too loud. I think beaches are too sandy, and pools are also too wet. But moving on from that, so you guys have been talking about D'Amico Ryans a lot, and I get it. Like, I'm a Texans fan. I love D'Amico Ryans. Like, I totally get the, it would mean something to the Texans fans, but can we just pump the brakes and think about this, like, as a whole for a minute? Why don't we not do what we want to do to D'Amico Ryans? I just feel like it would be a huge setup for failure moment for him. He's a defensive-minded, like, not even head coach. We don't even know really how good of a defensive coordinator he might be. I don't feel like he picked all of the pieces that he had for his defense right now. So it's like if you gave him a draft and you gave him, the keys to the kingdom, basically, is he going to be offensive-minded enough of a head coach to be able to train a new quarterback and get him ready? And if you look at the pieces we have on defense now, I mean, say he's the greatest defensive coordinator ever, it's still going to be such an uphill battle for this guy. And I don't want to see him come here and in 2 years – it was a debacle. He's gone. It wasn't right. And now D'Amico Ryans is in the NFL trying to find his legs as a defensive coordinator again. Like, I like the guy too much to come here and see him in this really, really tough position for a defensive coordinator that, honestly, the jury isn't really out on how great of a coordinator he is. And it's not just a D'Amico thing, because I wouldn't want the defensive coordinator from the Cowboys either to come here. We really, really need a strong offensive-minded coach to come in, change the system, change the offense, and work with whoever we're going to draft this year. You know, OC for the Giants or for the Eagles is the way I'm looking, and let them just build what they want around them. If it doesn't work out for them in a couple of years, I get it. But just let's not do this to D'Amico Ryans, guys. Please.
Gotcha, Jameson. Thank you. It's a sympathy thing.
I don't want to do this to
poor D'Amico.
Number one,
we like D'Amico. Why would we do this to him?
I mean, you can only go off what you see, and D'Amico's defense is really good.
Yeah,
they rally to the ball. Part of it is, let me dispel.
Well, they also got great players.
Let me dispel a little rumor here too, a myth. D'Amico is a younger coach. D'Amico comes from an offensive centric team, one that has a clear-cut philosophy offensively. That is going to rub off on D'Amico Ryans. The idea that D'Amico is going to be some type of hardcore defensive, let's just run the ball 3 yards in the cloud of dust, I don't think D'Amico Ryans taking over as head coach is going to have anything to do with him saying, I want this offense to be as vanilla as possible. I really think that's just completely unfounded. Just because he's a defensive coach, every coach comes from a side of the ball unless they're a special teams coach.
McDermott's a defensive coach, too.
And look how wide open they are, and look how their offense is. I think that's misplaced, Jameson, because it just matters that he knows a good offensive mind. That's the real key. And a lot of times, by the way, defensive coaches preach to get offensive players because they think they can do more in the later rounds of a draft with defensive players because they know how to build defenses. I think the proof is in the pudding so far. What I've seen from DeMeco looks really, really good. So I don't know about, you know, has he been a long-term coordinator? No, he hasn't. Did he make all the picks? No, defense coordinators don't make the picks. General managers do with the help of head coaches, and defense coordinators have input. They're going to tell you the guys they like. They may help stack a board. But I just care about what you do with the players you have, and they have some talented players, and he's done a lot with it. So I don't see anything that would concern me.
No.
Your concerns, Jameson, other than I don't want to ruin DeMeco because I like him as a person.
That. Okay. I like him.
That's the most understandable.
Yes, I understand that. Not that. I don't understand that. But look at the Bills. The only team that had a defensive coach out of the eight, the final eight, had a and who was the coach of one of the teams that was just the offensive coordinator there last year was the New York Giants.
Brian Billick was an offensive mind. He was the head coach of the 2000.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Brian Daboll was just with the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And he left. And now he's with the New York Giants and they're having success. Is Ken Dorsey – now, listen, they were going along pretty damn well. And if would they have been better if Brian Daboll was there this year?
I think so.
I think they would have been. I think they would have been. So that's one of the things about the offensive coordinator leaving the quarterback is that you're not going to be as good. And if DeMeco – if you bring in a good quarterback here and you have success with that offensive coordinator, he's going to be out of here as well. And then it stunts the growth of the
quarterback. So you want a lesser – I see what your argument is. But I just don't think we could. I really just think like the things that the arguments I'm hearing. Well, you can't hire. Once again, I am in favor of DeMeco Ryans, but the idea. Well, you can't hire a white coach. Does that look too bad? Like, how are we making decisions? We can't hire a good offensive, coach because then somebody else might want them. Yeah, I mean that's the nature of the business.
No. We can't. Let's hire an offensive head coach so he doesn't leave.
I get it, but if he's not the right coach, it doesn't matter. Well, you got to hire the right coach.
Right, I got that.
It's always got to be number one.
Well, it seems like the right coaches lately are all offensive coaches.
Well, just because they're the hot ones, they get more chances. A lot of the defensive coaches are typically older. If you look at the defense coordinators in the league, Lou Anarumo or Anarumo. Lou Anarumo is in his 50s.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of the defensive coordinators are actually older.
Yeah. Salah was just a defensive coordinator. You got DeMeco Ryans, you got Jonathan Gannon.
Right.
I mean, you got some young ones that you can choose from. Hopefully you're going to get your quarterback, and I just want a guy that's going to bring him along. That's what my hope is.
I'll be honest. And you know who else is in Buffalo right now is Joe Brady. I'm kind of curious about Joe Brady. I know the Joe Brady thing didn't work out in Carolina. Nothing worked out in Carolina. He was there with Matt Rule for a year before he was gone. I just, I do wonder if Joe Brady, who did so good with Joe Burrow and had a passing attack, and he had come from the New Orleans Saints, so he had a background in the NFL when he was younger, went to LSU. He's in Buffalo. Those are three pretty good spots from an offensive standpoint. I really wonder if Joe Brady still has something to offer from a coordinator standpoint or even a quarterback coach standpoint.
I agree. I mean, just because he didn't make it in Carolina doesn't mean he doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Not, it doesn't no, necessarily. No. I mean, Carolina ended up being a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, when we come back, we'll give away those Pantera tickets if Lance doesn't take them so we can't give them away. But here's the deal is.
I think it's during a combine, so I don't think I can.
You don't think you're going to be able to go to Pantera? Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. I know where I'm going. I'm going to Chastang Ford. I'm going to get my F-150 is here. I've got the problem because I haven't put in the electricity. I'm waiting on that to get in. But as soon as I get my Lightning, it's going to be so totally sweet. Look, I went and ordered it and I put everything that I wanted in it. And they said, just exactly how you want it. We're not going to add anything on. And I got it at the price that I had to be at. That's what do you need on this? But where do your prices, where do your monthly payments have to be at? Because it's so important. It's so important that you not choke on this thing. And I firmly believe that this is the best way to go about this and the way that Chastang goes about it every single time. They want to make sure that you get the best car buying experience that you possibly can. They're going to get you all the rebates that they possibly can. They're going to make sure that your payments are where they have to be so that you are going to love your vehicle and not choke on it every single month and regret. There's no regret because you got it exactly as you wanted it and you got it at the price that you had to have it at. And that's what Chastang Ford does every single time. They want you to have the best experience with that vehicle. vehicle every single time. Find out for yourself. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. I love to go there as opposed to doing it all online. But if you love to do it all online, it's at ChastainFord.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
And here's Lance for Proximo.
Well, I was going to get my Proximo. Okay. It's in my refrigerator.
You were going to get some tequila to drink right now.
In the coffee.
That's nice.
It's called a spider ball. I was going to do that, but I guess not. I guess I'll just
in the middle
sit
of
the,
he just walks
it.
Out.
What's well, the I have deal? Two different. I have two different Maestro Dobels in my refrigerator. I have one is the Añejo Extra, and the other one is the Cristalino called the Diamante. Those are the two, and they're both sipping tequilas. For me, they're sipping tequilas, but I think the Diamante would also be incredible in cocktails, as would the silver, the smoke silver called the Humito. And the silver's different. Then there's smoke silver. Then there's the Reposado. And there's a wide variety of tequilas. But one thing that I found is that when you guys, the listeners, try Maestro Dobel for the first time, I've gotten amazingly, overwhelmingly positive responses. And that's because it's a very smooth tequila. And I had a beverage director tell me, you shouldn't say smooth. That really downplays the complexity of, like, whatever. It's if it tastes smooth, we like tequila that's smooth. That's actually a good descriptor because you don't have to feel that burn at all if it's well made. And that's Maestro Dobel. They're incredibly well made. So whether it's with, you know, a cocktail, a margarita, or whether you just want to sip it, the Maestro Dobel products are incredible and have great flavor profiles. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
Hey, I'm in love with the lights, the love, the rights, the wrongs. They told me that it wouldn't be night for long. The light, the love, the rights, the wrongs. They told me that it wouldn't be night for long.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number. Listen, we got Pantera tickets to give away. Just announced Pantera's hitting 20 U.S. cities for their 2023 tour, making a stop in Houston. Join the American heavy metal band Pantera with Lamb of God at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on August 17th. Let's at 7:45 exactly, caller number 5. 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets before you can buy them. These are tickets that before you can buy them. They go on sale this Friday. Well, today, actually, at LiveNation.com. So at 7:45, you call in. And 7:45. Call in exactly when your phone hits 7:45. Okay? So there you have it.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see if Steve Wilks gets another shot at being a head coach. We know the first one, he was 3-13. I didn't like that he was gotten rid of after a year, but the reason was because they knew they were going to draft Kyler Murray, and they wanted Kyler Murray with an offensive coach. So it went, decision to draft Kyler Murray, so we're going to go after Cliff Kingsbury. And they thought a guy with college experience, and they thought that would make sense. And they had some moments together, but to me, it didn't work. Now Cliff's gone, and Kyler's still there with the second contract. Wilkes was 3-13. In that single year at Arizona, but I'm never a fan of a coach getting 1 year. I think it's ridiculous. And then he goes 6-6 this year, which is pretty good. Now, it's a super weak division. We know that. But they were competitive. You know, Carolina was much more competitive under Steve Wilks.
They looked much better under him.
He's 53 years old right now. He was 49 when he got his first job. He's actually a little bit younger than I was thinking. He's 53 years old right now. I know he's a respected defensive coordinator. It'll be interesting to see if somebody gives him a shot. He's not somebody who's going to generate a whole lot of excitement. But, you know, a fan base is not going to be excited about Steve Wilks, a 53-year-old guy. Everyone wants a younger coach, right? That's what everyone gets excited about, younger coaches, offensive coaches. He's an older coach. He's a defensive coach. That doesn't typically generate a whole lot of excitement. But I wonder if maybe he, you know, a guy that, You know who is beloved around NFL circles and everyone thinks extremely highly of him, and he was also interviewed by the Texans and was going to be the head coach if Omar Khan had gotten the job as general manager, was Jim Caldwell. Mm-hmm. Jim Caldwell is beloved in NFL circles. Yeah. And I remember he was terrible at Temple, like had some I think it was Temple. I just remember, like, it stuck in my head when I used to do my college football handicapping stuff with the Pigskin Sports, that he had some awful record in college. And then, you know, I kind of had a bias of just remembering, oh, his teams are terrible. But he's extremely well-liked and well-thought of. People believe he is a great team, kind of a guy who heads up a team, you know, a guy, kind of a CEO of a team. And he gets mentioned a lot, and that's another guy. He's an older coach, obviously. I mean, he's 68 years old now. But
he did a nice job with the, and it's hard to do a nice job with the Lions.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
He really did. I need to look up his coaching record. But I'm trying to see when I saw that he was not.
Yeah, he was. He was at Wake Forest. He was 26-63.
Yeah, it was Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
Yeah, just terrible.
Just awful.
And so all I thought of was, man, this guy's terrible.
So when he went, he was 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, and 9-7 in Detroit. That's
when's the last time that happened?
Awesome.
When's the last time that happened?
Awesome.
That's like you got a grade against a curve.
Yeah.
When you were in Detroit, that is, if you put that on a curve. That's a 12-win season he had. That's a 12-win, 10-win, or 11-win season. Like, those are double-digit win seasons on a curve.
He was 14-2 with the Colts and took them to the Super Bowl, the one they lost to the Saints. He was 10-6 the year after that.
Do you even remember that Jim Caldwell was head coach then? Or were you thinking as Tony Dungy?
No, yeah. No, I remember him. Then he went 2-14 in his last year there.
Well, Peyton was out.
Yeah, yeah.
Peyton was out.
Right, right.
So
you lose Peyton Manning, and guess what?
Ta-da.
That's what's going to happen to you. And then he went to Detroit and did a nice job. No, when they were saying Jim Caldwell, no, but he looks like he's one of those guys that kind of looks lost sometimes.
Well, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't speak like he's not a charismatic face guy.
No.
He is just a regular face guy.
Yeah. So, but he's been pretty damn good. And you know what? Oh, well. But here's the deal is now the trend is just no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing a older
Steve coach. Wilkes
or a it doesn't excite the fan base. And Carolina's another place that you got to sell tickets. Listen, this is an entertainment based business, and you have to excite the fan
base.
Don't
you think players sell tickets, not coaches?
I think
I would never buy a ticket because I want to go watch a coach.
Would you think Sean Payton right now would sell tickets here?
I think he is the one. And I think maybe he's kind of, there's a mythological thing following him. Like, maybe he's bigger than life.
I think D'Amico would sell tickets here, too.
D'Amico would excite people.
Yes.
Yes, I do. I do believe people would say, you know what? We got a new logo, or, you know, we got some new colors in the uniform. We got D'Amico. We got a number two pick, which is maybe a quarterback. Yeah, I think all of that together would 100%. I think there's going to be excitement next year. When we start the season next year, there will be more excitement for the Texans than we've seen since when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback.
So, what are we going to call? Is it? Can it be Camp D'Amico? Because it's Camp Casario now. What is it going to be? Camp D'Amico?
It's still Camp Casario. We got to ask 610 what it is.
Yeah,
but they'll come up with some hashtag or name. I know that.
Yeah,
and then I think it's still Camp Casario, unless
Dry D'Amico, Days D'Amico. D'Amico's Dry Days. What
if D'Amico comes in? Camp Casario could be no more.
Oh, that's true.
Could be Adam Peters.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you better stop printing your
Camp
T-shirts.
Peters? That doesn't roll
no,
off the
No, because D'Amico would be the guy who's...
Peters practices.
No, but if Peters came over, it's D'Amico's the guy who's bringing him, just like Gary brought Rick.
Right, right.
So D'Amico's the guy.
Yeah, that's what we do. We have head coaches who hire GMs. That's what we do. Let's get Justin in here. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning. So last night on the on Patrick Creighton show, I heard him bring the idea of with everything going offensive, you know, everyone wants a young offensive mind. How do y'all feel about if we were to bring in D'Amico as the head coach and then say if we brought in Byron Leftwich as the OC? I don't know how popular that idea is, but that's what he mentioned last night. I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that.
Yeah, I could see. Now, there's a guy that might not get hired right away. I don't know what's wrong, but Byron Leftwich might not interview well. I don't know.
Well, no. Here's the question with Byron that you have to ask is, okay, when Tom Brady's there, this is what he's got working against him. Tom Brady's head coach, the wide receivers are there, the running back's there, the quarterback's there, and you've got Bruce Arians there, and they compete for Super Bowls
and win a Super Bowl.
Then when the first year that Bruce Arians isn't there, who's been known as the offensive guy since he was in Arizona before that, as soon as the 1 year where Byron truly takes over the offense, it goes in the toilet. Now, that's what he's got working against him, Tom Brady.
Again, this is not in a bubble, though. How about all the offensive line injuries?
Right. That's what I was going to say. On paper, it looks really bad. Yeah. But the offensive line injuries, I think, played a big part. And he's got an aging quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know what – Byron Leftwich, I know the Bucs fans didn't like Byron Leftwich, but no fan base of a disappointing team likes the play caller. It's universal. Ever. It's the play calling sucks. He's a terrible play caller.
Ever.
That's universal. So Byron is not a hot name right now, but it wouldn't bother me. My dad liked Byron when they were on the staff at Arizona together. He thought he was sharp, thought he'd be a good coordinator at some point. So I don't know. I mean, I don't personally have a problem with Byron Leftwich, but he's not coming off exactly the hottest run. Like you're back. Yeah, it's not the hottest run we've seen.
No.
I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe that would be a good hire because it would allay my fears of that offensive coordinator leaving right away. Because, unless he does a great job and people say, oh, well, maybe he is really good like we thought. Byron Leftwich is the cautionary tale for Ben Johnson and all these other coaches that, no, I'm going to stay where I'm at right now. Well, guess what? In the next year, you could be out of the league.
I wonder if DeMeco is going to be married to the offensive scheme where he is right now. I would think he's been heavily influenced by that.
I would think so. I would think he would get somebody off of that staff.
Yeah, if not, somebody from the tree. I think he's going to be heavily influenced, but I wonder if, and I don't even know if his contract is up, actually. I wonder if this is going to sound strange to you guys, but if Eric Bieniemy would ever consider coming over as an offense coordinator and just saying, look, I've done what I can do under Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I know that I may not get a head coaching job because I think there's some stuff in the background I think that concerns people. He's had some arrests and stuff. I really wonder if that's a flag at all right now, or if it's just the interviewing stuff. I don't know, because other guys are going to get hired, and I don't think he's going to get hired. I wonder if he would consider spreading his wings and going to a different organization in the same capacity. Now you'd have to call it assist. You'd have to call the what is it assist the assistant head coach or no What's the term? Associate head coach.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
You'd have to throw some term at him. Right. And I think the Chiefs, number one, his contract would have to be up, which I think it actually might be up this year, John, or you'd have to have Andy Reid give his blessing. But I think Andy Reid would give his blessing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Let's take a break, and you guys are going to call in at 7:45 to get those Pantera tickets. We're going to do that, and then we'll get back to it. We got an angry caller. David appears to be angry.
We know this much. If it is going to be DeMeco Ryans or Jonathan Gannon, one of those guys you're going to have to wait for.
Yeah.
Because they're playing each other.
Yeah, they're playing. Well, one of the guys you're going to have to wait for.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk right now about you and your betting this weekend. How are you going to gamble on the games? Well, there's one way that you can get this job done, and it's go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's a great time to get in and get your cash in, cash out bonus. It's a one-time bet is all you have to make with this cash in, cash out bonus. And you normally, there's a lot more to do it to get your bonuses, but not this one, and to get in and out. You can't doubling up your money, you can't just make one bet and go, okay, give me my money now, I'm going to double it up. No, that's not how it works. With this one, that is how it works. You can cash in and cash out. You have one bet. It's all it takes is for you to get that 10%. And listen, then you take out what you originally put in. If you win that bet, you take out what you originally put in. Now you've got free money to play with. That's how awesome it is. Up to $2,000 right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. So you think you know what's going to happen this weekend? Well, let's go. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey, take a look at LanceZCars.com. That's how you get to the website that shows you all the different vehicles and the options you have at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. If you go to the website, They have the offerings right now, the different, they're called the specials, or programs rather. For example, the Chevy Silverado 1500 for well-qualified buyers, 2.99% APR financing, or $2,500 total cash allowance, plus $750 cash allowance for current competitive owners. That's what you're going to get. Maybe you are looking for a GMC Sierra pickup truck, 1500 model. They've got that for 2.99% APR, and they're not going to make you make a monthly payment for 90 days. So you've got 3 months where you're not even making a payment. How nice would that be to take that money and, I don't know, pay your taxes with that? Maybe that's something you need to do. The GMC Terrain, 3.99% APR financing, $750 for cash back offer for you. That's available as well. Listen, whether you're purchasing or leasing, they're going to find something that works for you, whether it's a SUV, a crossover vehicle, a big SUV, a smaller SUV, or a pickup truck. They have got you covered over there. The sale, the service, the selection, everything is top-notch. Make sure that you go to the website, LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We gave away the tickets to Pantera. People want those Pantera tickets, all right? So just slow down, everybody. Pantera, we'll probably be giving away more, right? Well, I don't know if we're giving away more. We'll see. That's it? One time? That's it? Sorry. Beat it. Beat it, Pantera. David appears to not be happy about something about the Texans head coaching search. What's up, David?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. Listen, I'm listening to you guys, and, you know, I know I'm not talking about you guys, but, like, you know, the sugarcoating of the White head coach thing is just ridiculous. I mean, Frank Wright, he had a horrible year. He gets fired in the middle of the season, and he's a new head coach. He's a great coach right away. Meanwhile, when we get to people like the quarterback we were just talking about, the OC at Tampa Bay.
Byron,
like, Steve Wilkes. He's going to get another shot.
No. Byron Leftwich he's talking about.
Oh.
Right? You said
Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, Leftwich. Yeah.
May never get another shot at it because he had a shot last year, but he didn't leave. And it's like if you're black, you better get it right the first time because it's a wrap.
Yeah,
well, it is trending that way with David Culley and Lovie Smith and Steve Wilkes.
Well, those
are
older coaches. Leftwich is a younger one, so this is going to be interesting. I think, look, he's coming off of a bad year. Leftwich needs to go find a good spot, get some W's under his belt, and then I still think Byron Leftwich has a chance to be a head coach. But now, what you're saying, David? I mean, I Frank Reich is a really respected head coach who has had some success. With that all said, nothing you just said there wasn't accurate,
yeah.
Other than Byron Leftwich hasn't been a head coach. But what you're saying is he could have gone to Jacksonville if he was okay with the with Trent Baalke staying there. The Jacksonville job was going to be his, but he wanted a different general manager, which is fine. But he deserves, you know, Byron Leftwich, like any coach, no coach deserves to just their whole career is 1 year. That's ridiculous.
No
coach.
Well. If you're David Culley, you're like, thanks, and thanks for all that money, and I'm out of here, bye. And it was, you know what? But the Texans, listen, what the Texans did these last couple of years, it's criminal. It's a horrible look, for the league and everything else. With all of these, and look, Steve Wilkes is coming out, and he's being part of the Brian Flores deal. With all of the accusations and all of the history of the NFL with black coaches, for them to do this 2 years in a row, whether or not there's any racism involved in it at all, it's a terrible look. It just looks terrible,
right?
And so I don't know if I don't think Bob McNair was racist, despite the stuff that went on and all that.
The Texans have the most aggressive minority hiring background of any team in the league.
Yes.
At key positions. It's just true.
Yes.
You say what you want and how bad it looks.
But it,
I do not believe that Cal or Bob McNair, if you look at all of their hiring practices,
I don't believe it either.
Speak completely against it, and black employees will say the same thing. Well, that said,
when you're outside looking in, you go, what the hell?
Well, this is why do you, like, this is what happens, though, when you hire out of fear.
Yeah.
You knew Lovey was not the guy you wanted. But what's more problematic to me is that the guy you wanted had no coaching experience. And that speaks to what Brian Flores' argument is, look, you can think Josh McCown has that it factor. That's great. A lot of coaches do. But make him freaking coach.
Yeah.
I mean, respect the position. Make him coach. And that's why Brian Flores' lawsuit is, and that's why the Texans understood, we cannot hire Josh McCown because this is going to look really bad. Well, the fact that you were even considering this, and probably is why you hired David Culley, if you really want to know the truth, is because, hey, this is a good dude. He's been around. He's a likable guy. He's the opposite of Bill O'Brien. We'll give him a great paycheck on the way out as he retires. And
just,
you know, this is how – this kind of stupid hiring process is how you get in this situation.
It's incompetence is what it is.
It really is.
It is. That's what Julian back in. He had a one-day ban because of his terrible take the day before. We'll see what this one is. Hey, Julian.
Bang, bang, Niner game. Rock, we trust. Hey, guys. So Nathaniel Hackett got hired as the Jets' new OC. Do you think that indicates that maybe Aaron Rodgers might be it going there after all? They have a young studded receiver, and they have an owner who said they'll do whatever it takes to get Rodgers there, pay whatever it takes.
Yeah. Well, he's got $58 million owed here, so we'll see. It makes sense. It makes sense him to go into New York now with Nathaniel Hackett there. He had a lot of success with Hackett beforehand. Hackett couldn't hack it.
Everything's starting to point in that direction.
Yeah, it really is.
I think Green Bay understands. Look what happened with – if Green Bay at all believes Aaron Rodgers is getting close to retirement or whatever, and you see the pay – you see what Russell Wilson brought, you see what – Deshaun Watson brought, why would you not want to just hit reset and try your luck with Jordan Love? Find out who you got.
Yep.
I mean, it's not going to be better necessarily, I don't think. I still think Aaron Rodgers can play.
Well, he didn't make the playoffs this
year with
him, so.
I don't think Aaron wants to be with you much longer. Like, no. He's more likely to retire.
Aren't you sick of this drama? And, oh, by the way, you didn't make the playoffs with him. You can do that without him.
Yeah, he's been bullying the organization for a while.
Yeah, and so maybe it's time. Maybe, you know what? They had one of the best runs ever. One of the best runs ever. Along with Peyton Manning, followed by Andrew Luck. But Brett Favre, followed by Aaron Rodgers, might be... Well, Montana the Young was one of the great ones.
No, but this is longer.
This is longer.
This is longer. It goes from early 90s to 2022.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
When did Brett come over? Brett came over after he left the Falcons. So, I mean, Brett was early
90s. Yeah, I was
90s.
In Green Bay the day... I was still on the air in Green Bay. It was 92.
Yeah.
Yeah. They traded for him.
So this is a 30-year run
of
Hall of Fame quarterbacking.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, no, we're never going to see that.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's on.
The chance you had
if Andrew Luck had stayed.
Yeah.
If Andrew Luck had stayed.
That was a chance you had.
That was it, yep. Because Montana and Young weren't that long. Certainly not that long. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense for him to go there. And ESPN was just asking, what does that do? I mean, it's a legitimate question with Hackett going there. Is what does this do for the Jets? Honestly, you want to talk about the AFC playoffs next year? Holy crap. Throw Aaron Rodgers in the mix on this deal? We talked about it yesterday. It's unbelievable how talented the quarterbacks are.
It gets real hard to win if you're facing talented quarterbacks. And
can the Texans move to the NFC like the Astros moved to the American League?
They have to change ownership.
That's okay.
Because remember that
was
the Nexus.
Well, okay. I'll sacrifice Cal for that, okay?
Hmm.
If they sell the team, could we possibly move them to the NFC? That would be...
I'd look into that.
Yeah. Can we look into that, please? Can we see if that could happen? Maybe Cal could sell the team and we can move to the NFC where we have it. Would actually...
How good would that be to be in the NFC?
It would be awesome. The AFC is going to be impossible to get through.
Really
impossible
is.
To get through.
Honestly, just look at what's going on right now. If Aaron Rodgers comes, and if you think Aaron Rodgers is done, you didn't watch him throw the football. Aaron Rodgers is not done. I don't know if it's his best version.
The West has Mahomes. The Central has Burrow. The East will have Rodgers and Josh Allen. The South has Trevor Lawrence, and that's it. My goodness, how are you going to get out of the AFC?
And you didn't even mention Tua, Lamar, and, right. and Herbert. You're not even mentioning right. those guys.
And well, that's second. That's the second level.
Yeah.
That's the second level.
Golly.
757 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got to get Cal to sell the team and move to the NFC like the Astros did. Worked out, didn't it? Since the Astros have been in the American League, guess what? Kicking everybody's ass. Okay, that's what we do. It's what we do. And you know what Houston Powder Coaters do? It's unbelievable. They're the biggest and the best. By volume, they're the biggest and the best. They got 20 years of business experience here, 5-star customer service, great Google reviews. Listen, if you have some metal that you want to keep and you want it to stay, if you have some lawn furniture, I went there to the warehouse that they've got and where they do it all, and it's unbelievable the precision. It's unbelievable the workmanship. It's unbelievable how dedicated they are to make every single piece of furniture or whatever it is. The tennis club, Mattress Max, you know, tennis club over there, Linda and Mac run that. They had, I don't know, 200 pieces there that Houston Powder Coaters were redoing, and it was going to turn out. It's unbelievable how good it is. 100 colors in stock to choose from. If your patio furniture is old and faded, go ahead and price new patio furniture and see what that's going to. No, you're sending it to Houston Powder Coaters. 281-676-3888. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They're the best. It's not even arguable. They cover the entire area. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.